What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. Just shut
your mouth. And of course, Patrick claims that people from all over the world like to have a crack at Gibberish of the Week. And I know Gibberish of the Week, Pat, is part of your DNA, that you're very, very protective of it. And Dr. Turf was setting off his Gibberator back in 2015 just to show the quality of what is needed to be, you know, the Gibberator of the Week. He was setting off your Gibberator and you felt the urge to call in.
Turfy, you come onto this show and every week you bleat and complain about all the things wrong with racing. If you've got any credibility, Doc, you'll get out of it. You come in, you whinge about racing.
No, I whinge about... Hey, Patrick, hey.
This is bad. Track racing, Victoria. TAB's crook. Racing Australia.
Tracks.
And the track.
I whinge about the administration of racing, and I've done so for 20 years, Patrick.
Turfy.
Issue.
You don't like racing, Turfy. Get out of it.
So that's the sort of Gibberator that goes off, Pat, because it's part of your DNA.
Well,
you're very sensitive to gibberish.
I don't get a lot of sleep, Kevin.
No.
Because that gibberator's on all the time. And when I heard that...
You were compelled to call him because you're protective of the gibberator.
It's a very, very powerful tool I have, Kevin.
Yes.
And when Turfy was making a dill of himself...
Talking gibberish.
Yes. I had to come in.
So that's the sort of quality. What have you got for us today?
Now, Kevin, this has happened to all of us.
Has it?
Yep. We start off confidently with a train of thought.
Yes.
And then somewhere we take a wrong turn and we just lose direction. And this is what happened to Dimmer.
We've been found short the last 3 years, you would say. So we've got to find the next tier that we think it will take us to the next level. And as I said, it might be a little half step back or a speed bump here and there, but the aim is to go forward. Hard to sort of see the, what's that saying? The wood through the forest? I don't know what the hell it is. The trees through the forest? Yeah, go.
Forest for the trees, Dimmer.
Well, he said, look, he's got it in the back of his mind there. He just couldn't recall it.
No, look, we've all done that. But it was very funny. And all this backstep and two-stepping. Michael Flatley from Riverdance is now an assistant coach down at Richmond.
So, Dimmer Hardwick, Gibberish of the Week.
The Rebecca Wilson.
Yes,
Gibberish of
it's
the
been
week.
Renamed after
yep.
Rebecca Wilson.
Yep.
Tora Bright kick-started this famous award, but you believe that the body of work by Rebecca
is so constant and so magnificent that she had to be named after her.